Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Solomon recognized that life under the sun, S-U-N, without God, is absolutely meaningless. But now in our text, he also recognizes the problem of eternity. God has set eternity in your heart. He has made all things beautiful in their time. There's a sword in those words. We're surrounded by beautiful things that we'd like to hold on to, but their beauty is for a time, a limited time. You probably don't have to look far to think of something that was very beautiful for you and remember the bitter taste when it fell apart. This is not the product of pure pessimism, but a profound preaching of the law. The law that shows us our sin, that shows the emptiness of this life without God, that reveals our need for something that is eternal, transcendent. The law shows that our sin has thrown away something that is vital, something that we need, and left a gaping hole in its place. We can't reach it on our own. We can't recover it on our own. It is such a gaping hole that our text declares no one can find the eternal God on their own. For sin has separated us from God. So sin's result is that any one of us can find emptiness anywhere, anytime. Solomon, with all of his wisdom and wealth and works and wine and women, found only emptiness. And yet how often doesn't our sinful nature long for that little bit of earthly glory, a temporal treasure, even turning aside from Christ to find sinful pleasure? How often isn't our sinful nature surprised that, you know, when we do get that earthly treasure, the satisfaction is only temporary, leaving that bitter aftertaste of emptiness? Verse 14, we are chasing after the wind, snapping at soap bubbles. God has set eternity in your heart. You will be who you are eternally. In heaven or in hell. And so anything that is not perfect and permanent is simply not good enough. It shows the demonstration of the law that nothing but Christ can fill and satisfy that eternity in your heart. For what does God say to us who have tasted the emptiness of sin, the emptiness of life sought without God? He says this through His Apostle Peter, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed." And some of you probably are remembering your memory work right now. "But with the holy, precious blood of Christ and His innocent suffering and death. Redeemed you, purchased you from sin, death, and the power of the devil." Luther did base his explanation on this passage from Peter. But note how this verse continues with a direct reference to the message of Ecclesiastes. He redeemed you from the empty way of life handed down from your forefathers with the blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish or spot. There's probably no event in all history that seemed as empty as the end of Christ's ministry. But that was not the end of hope. It was its beginning. God restoring eternity to your heart through the blood of the eternal covenant. You have been redeemed from that empty way of life. You are redeemed from what was empty, redeemed for what is full. The gospel connects you to Jesus. So His eternity is flowing into you. And so fruits flow out of that connection that are also now eternal. The world often looks down on these fruits of faith. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. It thinks it can build something bigger and better. It doesn't see that it's faith in Christ that makes all the difference. And what a big difference these Christ-like attitudes make in daily life and eternity. But faith in Christ imitates and reflects Jesus. And thus it produces those fruits that, yes, are eternal. For it is only what's done for Christ that lasts. It's only what's done for Christ that is pleasing to God. For it's only when His blood and righteousness is covering us that we can do anything that is pleasing to our Father. Jesus tells us that, yes, the world may think they're insignificant, but He will remember every cup of water, every bit of love done in His name. 1 Corinthians 15, your labor in the Lord is never in vain. For He whose blood sanctifies us lives and reigns eternally. His work for you is perfect and permanent. Here, the battle isn't over yet. If Satan can't convince you that what is empty, life without God, is full, the greatest treasure and pleasure, then he'll try to convince you that what is full, life with Christ, is empty, with no pleasure and treasure. God has set eternity in your heart, but it'll never be filled or satisfied with anything from life under the sun, S-U-N, without God. Yet God has restored that eternity to your heart through Jesus, the Son of God, who loved you and washed you from your sins and made you kings and priests unto God and His Father. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 50, stanzas 1 and 3.